Let's get right to it. Continue our visit with Dr. Haskell Monroe, historian extraordinaire at Texas A&M. What great stories. You're going to like this. For a full generation now, 31 years to be exact, females have officially been a part of the Texas A&M landscape. And yesterday we introduced you to Dr. Haskell Monroe. Among the many entries in his resume is author of the original committee report back in 1961 that first suggested co-eds at A&M College. It eventually happened in 1971 with the backing of then-popular school president and World War II hero General Earl Rutter. But Monroe teaches us that Rutter got the encouragement he needed to push the notions of integration and females from a very well-known Texan.
I now know that apparently the key event in all of these changes came about in Washington, D.C., when a tall Texan who was going to become president of the United States before long put his arm around the former mayor of Brady, Texas, who had led that tall Texan's Senate campaign in the Hill Country counties in 1948. Apparently, late one evening, Lyndon Johnson put his arm around Earl Rutter and gave him words of encouragement.
Now, Dr. Monroe was not there for those conversations, but he says that if he were writing the novel about the event...
Apparently, he said, "Come on, Earl. A&M is going to be left behind. It's not growing now. You don't have a choice on integration. The courts have decided that. Go ahead and do it before you have a lawsuit. Who knows how long it might be before there'll be a lawsuit about women. I'll back you. Congressman Olin Teague, great, great man, was your classmate. Tiger Teague will do whatever you ask him to do. He'll back you. Jake Pickle, the longtime veteran Congressman Austin, you and Jake have known each other since you were eighth graders. I bet he'll back you. Sterling Evans, chairman of your board, he and I have done a lot of land deals together. He's been for coeducation since the day he arrived as a 17-year-old country boy, and he found there weren't any girls here. In my interview with Mr. Evans, I said, when did you first become a supporter of coeducation? And he loudly said, since the day I got there as a country boy and there weren't any girls there, I've always wanted girls at A&M.
You know, some people agree that had A&M not made the changes that they needed to make, that Texas Tech, not Texas A&M, would share the spotlight now with the University of Texas. But the changes took some politicking and sometimes some sleight of hand. Monroe talks about how the former students approved of the new policies back then.
They also rigged a meeting of the former student board on the morning before the A&M board is going to vote on these changes. I say rigged it. They changed the agenda for the former student board meeting at the last moment. They added a new topic at the end of the agenda titled Other Business. And as everybody is getting ready to leave, I understand that Chairman Lindsey said, just a minute, we've got one more item. Here's the backup. We're passing it out. Is there any discussion? Oh, there's a motion. I hear a second. All in favor say aye. There are no nays. And then they go down the hallway and tell the A&M board that the former student board has endorsed all these changes.
This was a great crash course in Texas A&M history, and it will continue next week on Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is BBV.